At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report for July the 26th, 2024. But it is a Camp Report with something else going down. And I'll have Tua Tagovailoa himself announce it at the beginning of the show. As he dropped, I guess he broke his own news. Although, if you're a member of OnlyFans, and you can become a member of OnlyFans for $3 a month at discord.gg/OnlyFans, our vetted room had this a while ago, okay? And to be honest with you, many of us knew about this a little earlier, about, I would say, let me see, it's 3:45 right now. We knew about this about 3 hours and 30 minutes ago, all right? So, anyway, we're going to talk about it. Tua himself already has announced it. He has signed a 4-year, $212 million deal. 160, what's the number? 167 million? Is that correct? 53.1, by the way, APY, which puts him a little lower than the highest paid. But his guarantees are 167 million, which puts him above every single one of the deals that were signed by his peers. So here is Tua.
I'm breaking news for you guys, although I never break any news. This is the first time for me. Just wanted to say that I agreed to a contract extension with the Miami Dolphins. Just want to give a big shout out to Mr. Ross. I want to thank Chris Greer, Brandon Chore for working endlessly on this deal. I want to thank Mike McDaniel for believing in me. I want to thank all my other coaches as well. I also want to give a big shout out to my teammates for believing in me, for also supporting me throughout this process. And then I also want to thank the fans as well. Fins up.
All right, obviously we got to talk Tua first, and then I will get into what happened at camp today. What happened at camp today was very much related to what Tua did. I see that Marek Brave is in the chat. I will bring him up if he wants to talk. Marek's working out his technical difficulties, but I will bring on another member. I'd say I bring you up, identify yourself, so that way you can identify yourself to the audience. All right, you're up.
Hey, everyone. BT007, Patrick Turiano here. No questions. Just wanted to say, let's effing go. Thanks for all the insight and info throughout training camp. Alf and CK, if you're out there, appreciate it. That's all.
All right. No, thank you, man. All right. Let me get Marek in here. He should be okay now if he wants to say something. And then I will get on with the business of the day. Very interesting player of the practice, by the way, for today. Marek, you are there. Do you hear me? All right, he's still having issues. While he works out his issues, I will get to what happened today at camp. I was remarkably accurate, by the way, yesterday, okay? If you remember, I said Chop Robinson was my practice player of the day, and a close second was Anthony Walker. Well, guess what? He was wearing the orange today. So, yeah, he was very good yesterday. All right, I'm going to go through it. They kind of gave up the ghost on this, okay? Like, you kind of knew that the Tua deal was going down. because he was warming up, and Mike McDaniel said before practice, he is intending to do a multitude of things today. And sure enough, you would do a multitude of things if you signed this contract early in the morning, right? So, Tua warming up, Tyreek not practicing, although that changed. He was just hanging out with no helmet for most of the stretch period and indie drills. Special teams, as they start almost every single practice. I made mention of almost nailing the orange jersey. Ramsey, Poyer, Fuller warm up together. Poyer going over calls with the coaches. That was pretty cool. Now, we couldn't walk onto the field and listen to Jordan Poyer talk to the coaches. But if we could, that would have been pretty cool to listen to. Because they were actually, you know, talking consequential stuff on the field. Kamara and Chop go everywhere together, meaning they take all their drill reps together, back-to-back, every single time. Then we break up into indie drills, then the wide receiver warm-up. And then I make this note. Jalen Phillips doing bend, change of direction drills. Jalen Phillips is playing week one. Now, this is my opinion. But I would bet on it if I could. If somebody could give me a line that Jalen Phillips plays week one, yeah, point me to where I can bet this, because I'll put a couple of bucks on it. Jalen Phillips looks way too good for a guy that's not going to play week one. Bradley Chubb, different story. Although he's walking around, he's not on crutches or anything, but he's not where Jalen Phillips is. Jalen Phillips looks practice ready already for that matter. All right, 1v1 time. I absolutely despise 1v1. What's the use? My God, can you imagine? Hey, it's 1v1. You gotta cover Tyreek Hill here. Have fun. It's essentially useless, but I did make a note of it. River Craycraft dropped the go route from Tua on Cam Smith. He had him. Jordan Poyer having moments in 1v1. That was really fun to watch. Jordan Poyer making plays over and over and over again on 1v1. Remember who Jordan Poyer is. Everybody called him a box safety. Everybody's calling him washed or old. Man, he looked good today. Defensive install. Can't talk about what they're installing, but very interesting. Getting a very, very good insight into what this defense will look like. Today was most instructive out of the 3 days. Today was the day that was most instructive. Like, essentially, they just told you the defensive system today. And they even had pressure installs. They had secondary installs. They even had coordination install. Fun day for us football junkies that could discern what kind of defense they're going to have by looking at what they're doing. So today was a pretty impressive day. Pretty fun day. Offensive install on the far field. Very hard to see that. They're on the far field, and you really don't get to see too much. All you get to see is the routes that they run. And sometimes when they do 7-on-7, they're doing install right there. All right, I write extensive pressure install. I already mentioned that. 7-on-7, Tua is in. Julian Hill on a crosser. And all of a sudden, Tyreek grabs a helmet, and he's in now. Deep dig to Tyreek behind him. That was a pass that was just right behind him. 1v1, offensive lineman versus defensive lineman. Chop is on one. He was winning today 1v1 on the offensive line. Now, caution. It's 1v1, which I don't tend to care too much about. They didn't have pads. So the advantage goes to the defense. Vast advantage goes to the defense. So don't get too excited, but it's better that he was dominating than he got his ass kicked, right? Tua hits Craycraft for a deep ball TD against a confused coverage. I can't tell you about the coverage. Let's just say that it was a tricky coverage that if one part is off, you can leave a guy like River Craycraft past you on the boundary and catch a touchdown pass on you. Next snap, Tua eats the ball. Nobody was open. And then I write, spirited 7-on-7 here. Tua hits Achan on a deep in cut. Big gain on, empty backfield. Achan's running deep digs. Interesting. I write, Tua is really sharp today. We later found out why. Tua, big one to Tyreek, touchdown. And then I write 7-on-7 to a turkey shoot, which it is. 7-on-7, it's not. I know I'm saying none of this is important. Well, let me repeat it again. None of this is important. 11-on-11 is important. 7-on-7, it's only important because you're getting your installs in. It's good for your secondary to work on that. But 1v1, not important. 7-on-7, not important. 11-on-11, very important. Tua in on 11-on-11. Brewer, bad snap. It was low. Tua handles it. Tua handoff. So he made a play on it. Next play. Tua, play action. Bomb to Tyreek. Beats Jalen Ramsey. 70-yard touchdown. I had the air yards at somewhere around 51 to 52 yards. Something like that. I'm pretty certain that play will show up on their feed, on the Miami Dolphins feed. Jonnu Smith, run. He was handed the ball. Another interesting thing about Jonnu Smith, I don't know if he got injured or anything, but Tanner Connor. A lot of snaps for Tanner Connor all of a sudden. Interesting play call is what I write. Mike White is in. Big run for Arakmet. Patrick Paul, good-looking reps out there to kick his man out on the run. And then I write physical out there for 11-on-11 with no pads. Cam Smith on Waddle. PBU on White deep out. Good-looking play by Cam Smith. Skylar Thompson in. Some runs that go nowhere. QBs come to near field for throw drills. Not very eventful. Not, you know, the parlor tricks that they usually do with Tua, trying to hit the goalpost and hit the side of the goalpost, etc. They were throwing into a net, and, you know, it wasn't, you know, nothing to write home about. Special teams on the far field. Malik Washington is returning kicks, along with McGowan. Bailey doing a nice job with his kickoffs. I made it a point today to pay attention. I never, ever pay attention to the punters, or even the, you know, when they kick off. You know, I will... You know, keep an eye on Jason Sanders when he's kicking field goals. I like my guy to be, you know, perfect for training camp. As far as I could tell, he hasn't missed a kick yet. So I guess mission accomplished. But I made it a note today because I was like, oh, okay, they're doing this. Let me ignore this. But then I remembered and I reminded myself, no, you got to pay attention to this. This year it's consequential. This year it's important. Every time that they kick off, it's going to be important. So might as well pay attention. Well, guess what? Jake Bailey doing a pretty nice job on the kickoffs, dropping it right inside of the 5-yard line consistently on a line. His directional kicking was pretty good. So, you know, arrow up on Jake Bailey as the kickoff guy. That's probably another reason why he was kept on. Okay. All right. Tua in. Check down to Achan. Bad snap from under center again from Aaron Brewer. You know, it's early in camp, man. They got to get together. And this was the first day that they're actually getting live stuff, 11-on-11. David Long, I made a note. David Long has a sleeve on his left leg, but he was ambulatory. He was walking around. We will learn more over the weekend. Cam Smith blows up a tunnel screen to Waddle. Cam Smith was flashing all over the place. I'll go ahead and tell you. Cam Smith was my runner-up. Although, man, I wanted to put Tua in there. You know, but you know, he's supposed to cut up a defense, okay? And he did get his contract, but I didn't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I didn't want to be that guy. Oh, Tua got his contract, so let me put him in there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be that guy. It seems like Marek has fixed his issues. As soon as I finish my notes, I will bring him on. All right, Mike White in. Boot right hits Craycraft, and then I write, Patrick Paul eviscerates Kader Kohu on a blitz. He should, though. 6'7", 335. Yeah, he should kill Kader Kohu. All right, short scrap. It was unclear who started what, but there was a short scrap that lasted all of about maybe 8 to 10 seconds. Unclear who was involved. All right, then we later find out it was 49 in there in the middle, so that means that Cam Brown was involved. Don't know who else was involved. An offensive lineman is all we know. All right, Mack makes a play on the run. That's Isaiah Mack. Gets to the inside of Patrick Paul. Very nice play. Then I write a note. Good pass pro all day. And that's true. Skyler hits Malik for a gain on an option route. Hardison gets pressure. Throws a deep comeback. Tipped. Dropped by Anthony Walker for the INT. And then I make a note. Grayson Murphy with the pressure. Then I write 2 in. Play action. Check down to the flat. Inside run. Peely and Kamara blow it up. False start. Tua hits a slant, but they call a sack. The sack, they give it to Jordan Brooks on a blitz. Okay? He beat Ken, by my estimation, he beat Kendall Lamb on the blitz. Mike White comes in. And then I write, nifty play action play. I can't tell you what they did, but let's just say it was tricky. Finds Tyreek on the flat route from the opposite side of the formation. Nice throw by White on deep post to Waddle. White was better today, I would say. And then I write, barely missed him. Like, he barely missed him. And Waddle had his fingertips on it. Then I write, Patrick Paul having a day against Chop Robinson. It wasn't going to be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows here. Okay? Chop Robinson today met his match in Patrick Paul. Patrick Paul was having a good day. Hardison in. Boot. Keeps it. Then I write, Kamara, sack. Skyler, deep skinny post to Malik Washington. Another guy who had a good day. Great catch. Skyler Thompson, deep ball. River Craycraft. He beat Saran Neal. Touchdown. Although Saran Neal complained that River Craycraft pushed off. Practice is over. My practice player of the day was River Craycraft. He was my practice player of the day. I didn't want to be that guy and give it to Tua Tagovailoa, but River Craycraft was the practice player of the day. All right, I'm going to bring up Marek Brave. Hopefully he fixed his issues, and then we could get his thoughts on this deal.
Am I in, Alf?
Yeah, I hear you, and I think everybody hears you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to blame this one on my 13-year-old son who was messing around with my headset and my computer earlier today and had all the cords twisted up and messed with some sort of setting. But I got it situated, and I'm here. Because we got to celebrate, man. This is a holiday in Dolphins land, is it not?
Absolutely. And I'm playing hurt today. I can't believe some people were telling me on OnlyFans. And by the way, if you want to become a member, it's discord.gg/OnlyFans. Some people were telling me, I don't know. I didn't believe that you actually dislocated your shoulder. And sure enough, there was pictures of me on the internet or on OnlyFans. Of me and Kyle Krabs, who is also on OnlyFans. He is at Grinding the Tape on there. At Flanagan's. And there I am with my sling. My arm in a sling. As I was playing hurt today. That shit hurts like hell,
you
by the way.
You hurt your shoulder because you were carrying the bags of money that were about to be given to Tua. Can you confirm that?
Kind of. The other, you know, we could say that. We could say that if you want to be cute about it. But the truth is that I hurt myself because I'm old, and whenever you work out, you risk the very real possibility that you're going to injure yourself. So
I'm right there with you. I actually also have an injured shoulder myself. It's been injured for a little bit now, so I'm navigating through that. So we can be hurt shoulder brothers. How about that?
Yeah. The funniest thing was me look. Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking up online, you know, about my dislocated shoulder and talking about the exercise that caused it. And I'm telling you, the internet should have just said, you hurt yourself because you're old, you idiot. Because it's the truth. You know,
I feel that myself. Wrestling aged my body much faster than just actual years did. But so I missed the beginning of this. I apologize to everybody if I'm being redundant here. But how much did you go into about the Tua contract, Alf? Did you lead with that?
Yeah, I led with that because obviously, you know, I'm going to read my camp notes, every single one of these camp reports. But obviously there was other news. So I led with that. We kind of knew about it. It is now 4:03, so we knew about it about 3.5 hours ago. You know, it was making the rounds among a few of us. You could guess who that few was. And if you were on OnlyFans that day, you could see the little eye emojis popping up early on today.
Three sets of eye emojis.
Yeah, and the sound that I played of Tua announcing it, because Tua technically broke the story, but he didn't. I played the sound of it. He's at home wearing a Hawaiian shirt as he's announcing it. So obviously he signed this deal yesterday. Okay. And then showed up at camp today. And then Mike McDaniel, you know, keeping a secret. Mike McDaniel tells everybody he's going to do a multitude of things today. And then that's when the eyes went up, you know, he started figuring, this is interesting. He's talking about, he's going to do a multitude of things when he was holding in yesterday. Well, the reason he was holding in yesterday is because he was signing the contract. So that kind of tells you all you need to know. So, yeah, happy day. He will be here. By the way, let me just, and I don't like doing this because this is our show. This show belongs to you guys on our Discord, OnlyFans, and to all our listeners of 3 Yards Per Carry. So I don't like to bring other people into this thing. But I got to do it, okay? Mike Florio was on with Joe Rose this morning and spewed the biggest pile of bullshit that anybody has spewed on this. His first thing was, I don't think that Tua is getting done, and I don't think that Stephen Ross is going to sign off on any deal that starts with a 5. He might sign off on something that starts with a 4. Well, you're wrong, Mike. You're wrong on both counts, okay? He's getting paid $53 million a year, and he beat all of his peers in guaranteed money. So we talked about this. We thought it would happen, and it did happen. And they beat the deadline that I set out for them. I said, look, I was going to move up the deadline. Remember, I said, I'm moving up the deadline. It's going to be before the first Atlanta Falcons joint practice because they're not going to throw away 2 joint practices. They're just not going to do it. And sure enough, here we are with the deal. So Tua is a Dolphin for the next 4 years. At least. So that's good news, man.
What do you make of the numbers? You know, he comes in third, if I'm reading all this correctly, third in quarterbacks in terms of yearly average. His guarantees, though, $25 million more guaranteed than Trevor Lawrence got with the Jaguars. You know, it's hard to say, quote-unquote, team-friendly deal, but he didn't reset the market like some people said he was looking to do. So what do you make of the deal to assign today?
It was a win-win for all involved. He gets to say he got more guaranteed money than all his peers. And the Dolphins get to say, oh, we got some protection on year 4. You know? So it's kind of a win-win. There's a big number. Tua could hang his hat on the number. you know, on the real number, which is the guarantee. You know, some guys really, really care about that number, the APY. I thought that they would reach 55. They got to 53.1. Who cares? You know what I mean? Once you get to 53.1 and 55, you know, you're pretty much at the same place. Although $167 million guaranteed, that puts them in rarefied air. And more importantly, it puts him ahead of everybody in his class. So, you know, I'm dying to hear the numbers on Jordan Love. You know, if, you know, we were, you know, theorizing who would get announced first. Well, it turns out Tua gets announced first. So we're waiting on Jordan Love's number. And I would venture to guess Jordan Love is going to get a big number. And Jordan Love might reset the market.
Which is odd. That's odd to me.
Eight games, and he's going to reset the market. Hey, good player. He was really good in those 8 games, but Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money, man, for 8 games.
That's going to piss off Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, at least Tua's sample is 30 games, 31 games of elite quarterback play. But, you know, Jordan Love is 8 games, you know? But
apologies if you already covered this, but this 4-year deal, does this replace the 5th-year option that they got going on this year?
No, that stays.
So it's actually he will be in Miami, or, you know, if he plays through the contract, he'll be in Miami for at least another 5 years before they, you know, come to the table and get a rework deal.
Yeah, so technically 4, because I'm pretty certain that last year is phony baloney as far as guarantees. Maybe sure. The guarantees are going to be a little earlier. So yeah, at least 4, but likely 5. But at least 4. So, you know, it's a good deal. We expected it, and I'm glad it happened. And we could put that behind us, and we could get back to the business of having this team practice with its quarterback, because it did not look good yesterday, man. That thing did not look good yesterday.
Was that all the motivation that Chris Greer needed to get the job done, get the deal done?
I'm pretty certain that they were
on the dotted line.
I'm pretty certain that they were way down the road already, but I'm pretty sure that they looked at it and they're like, "Woof, that's what it looks like."
They're just wasting time, you know what I mean? You only have so many days for training camp. You only have so many days you can have the whole team out there, and every day that Tua isn't practicing in full is a wasted day, because you're not going to get that offense sharp when Tua's not out there, like you saw yesterday, Alf. You know, Skylar Thompson, Mike White, they're not going to get the job done. Gavin Hardison, not going to get the job done. You need Tua out there, and he returns today, presumably after finding out about this deal, and proceeds to throw a 70-yard touchdown pass on his first play. So you see the difference.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to some of the questions, because we're running a little long here. All right, and we're going to run through these. Patrick Paul, technique update. Look, they're not wearing pads, so, you know, I tend to toss that. They're going to wear pads on Monday, so we will have more on that. But he had a good day today. He had a good day today in pass pro, you know. But, man, judging offensive linemen without pads on, not for me, man. Next question, needs to stop shoulder check. He says, Alf needs to stop shoulder checking these haters on Twitter to get your shoulder better. Never. Alf, what's the first thing you think Tua buys with that fat ass check? A new house. Why not? You know, you're moving up in the world now. You know, he has a nice house. I believe he lives in Weston, but bigger. Go bigger. You got a mansion. You know what I mean? He has 2 kids. You need at least, if you have 2 kids, you need at least 15,000 square feet. You agree with me, Merrick?
Yeah. I'm actually working on that myself, you know.
Yeah, if you have 2 kids, you need at least 15,000 square feet and 2 pools.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah, you need at least 2 pools. And he likes to play golf, so find the house on the golf course. So obviously he has to go get a house. Come on, you know. You're a $50 million guy now. You know, what are you doing in a $3, $4 million house? You know, get the hell out of there. Sell that thing. All right. Dom writes, he's going to buy Marino's mansion. Nah, he's going to buy a mansion bigger than Marino's. Okay.
Oh, you got to read the comment above that one. That one blew my mind.
Yeah, Tua will make more money per year than Dan Marino made his whole career. That is true. That is absolutely true. Wow. Somebody writes,
17-year career.
Somebody writes, Tyreek next? I'll just go ahead and say it. Yes. Okay. Yes is the answer to that. He'll get one year tacked on to his deal. Makes sense. Because they have a nice little 3-year window here. You know? They have a 3-year window to win 3 Super Bowls. Sound good to you?
Yeah, let's win them all.
Okay. All right. By the way, Louis D. Sung is in the chat, and he's saying, I will be available in a few minutes. Also announcing we'll have an emergency pulse tonight on 5RSN. Yeah, I will, if he is around, I will bring him on so he could promo at the end of this show. We're running a little bit long, so let me keep running through this. Is this a better contract structure than Lawrence's? No. Okay. Trevor Lawrence's deal is not all that great. Okay. This is a better structure. Oh, you mean for the Dolphins? No, then it's not. Trevor Lawrence's deal would have been better for the Dolphins. It would have been a little bit cheaper. But hey, you know, you expect that. Trevor Lawrence is an inferior player. Somebody writes, is this a 4-year extension on top of the 5th-year option? Yes, that is. I don't have to go any further than that. So it's 4 years on top of the 5th-year. Defense, is it more Fangio or Flores? Well, the Beat have been talking, so Flores, how's that? I'm available to speak if needed, says Luis De Sung. I heard you the first time, buddy. I will bring you on. Tight end running the ball. What? Yes, you heard that correctly. Somebody writes, Cam Smith news is exciting. Yes, he was good. If Paul, Chop, and Cam are even just above average starters, this build is going to be extended by 3 or 4 more years. Yes, agreed. To find starters late in late first and second round at those 3 positions, huge. Flanagan's Mahi sandwich is fire. Absolutely. It's a great sandwich. It's in my short list of best sandwiches in Miami. Period. There's no debate about this. Okay? It's a great sandwich. Just is. I give you much props for working out even when old. Who says I'm old? Well, it's the truth. I am old. Shaq Quarterman working out because Long is more banged up than we think, or is Tyndall just a disaster? Maybe both. Okay. I do expect David Long to be back soon, but you know, you need bodies. It's camp. There's a lot of reps to get. You're not going to have Anthony Walker out there for, you know, 50, 60 reps a day, you know? Cam looking like CB3, maybe a starter, maybe if Jalen Ramsey plays inside. So, yeah, he's going to be a contributor. Difference between total guaranteed and fully guaranteed. Guaranteed is guaranteed. That's pretty much how it works. All right, I'm going to bring on Louis D. Sung. We have to get the hell out of here. Louis D. Sung is going to, I'm going to bring him on here to promote who's going to be on his show tonight. All right, Louis, you're on here. All right, what do you have going? What do you have going for tonight on Pulse of Fins Nation? Which can be heard on the 3YPC Spotify, Apple feed, podcast feed.
Yes, sir. So we got plenty of stuff going on, obviously. We're going to be talking about the Tua signing. I've got Duke. I've got I tried to get Ron. Ron is actually going to be celebrating, but he's got an event going on. Eric Weideke is going to be on. I will also have a good friend, Chad Ronnebaum, GoFins 4SB. He'll be on. We will be talking about what's going on. So everything that you just heard here, you'll only hear some of it because some of it is off limits, obviously. But we're going to hear what the Pulse of Fins Nation is going on right now. So all the people on Twitter, all the people, if you guys on OnlyFins want to join us as well, you are very, very welcome to join us. Everybody who's on YouTube, I'm sure that Cap for Life has many, many thoughts that he will share with us in the chat, as he always does. But this is going to be a very exciting show. Very rarely do we ever go off script with Pulse, but this is one of the occasions when Miami Dolphins finally have a franchise quarterback that is locked up long term, and I feel like the majority of us, there are some even in OnlyFans who are like, they don't know how they feel about it, but I'd say finally the majority of us out there feel really good about locking up a quarterback for the next potentially 5 years. So I'm very happy about what's going on. I'm very happy with what Miami ultimately got for him. And let me tell you something. The fact that Tua signed first before Love, before Dak, that helps a lot. Because if Love and Dak had gotten done first, like everybody keeps talking about, the price just keeps going up. So I'm glad that
Got done now. Although, to be fair, you know, Love and Tua, they're coordinated because they're the same agency. So both guys know what they're getting and knew what they were getting, you know?
And this is probably true, but it baffles me though to think that Jordan Love somehow, after only 8 games, as you alluded to, Alf, is somehow going to become potentially the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. It's kind of scary, truthfully. Yes. It only took was 8 games to convince the whole world that Jordan Love was going to be the next Aaron Rodgers. And meanwhile, Tua has to play for 2 whole seasons, and there are still people questioning whether or not, can he really do the job? I don't know what it is. Like, maybe this, I guess it's this, the allure of Green Bay potentially having literally 3 decades worth of elite level quarterback play that just gets everybody all hyped up.
Maybe all these people can question as much as they want, but they're just going to have to kiss Tua's $212 million ass. So so that's done. All right, what time? Give all the people the time you guys are going to be going on and Pulse of Fins Nation. I will put that link in OnlyFans so everybody could get on there. But what time are you going to be on?
Yep, Pulse will be going at its usual time, 7:30 tonight, and that's when we're going to be going live. Everybody is welcome to join us. We are happy to hear from you guys in the chat. We will address everybody. And by the way, use the YouTube Super Chat, and you will instantly be the star of the show. That's how these things work. So again, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to hearing from everybody.
All right, cool. Thank you, Lewis. All right, Marek, you got anything going, or are you just loafing around on the show?
Hey, man, yesterday was my last day of work for a little bit at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, so I got a little bit of free time in my afternoons coming up, although I am going on vacation next week. So I'm going to try and join you on these camp reports periodically over the next couple weeks as training camp rolls on, because I can't quit you, Alf. I can't quit you. Even though we're done with the offseason, I got to join you on here so we can keep talking about our beloved football team, the Miami Dolphins, and their new $212.4 million quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, don't forget the .4. I would have loved to have been in that room. No, we need that .4. That .4 has to happen.
Well, that gets you above Goff.
Yeah, it does, right? All right. Thank you, Marek. Just a little housekeeping. There is no practice tomorrow on Saturday. Nothing's happening tomorrow on Saturday. The team will probably meet, or they have a day off. Maybe they have a day off. According to the NFLPA, usually they're 3 days on, 1 day off. That's usually how it works. But they are back at it on Sunday. And on Sunday, fans are back. And they'll be able to cheer on their new franchise quarterback and maybe start some MVP chants on Sunday. That'd be good to hear. All right, guys. That's it. There is no more. We will be back with you on Sunday, as there is another practice day. What's really going to be interesting is Mike McDaniel speaks to the media at 10 o'clock on Sunday, and then they have practice at 10:40. I can't wait to see the look on Mike McDaniel's face as he has his quarterback now locked up, especially after today when Tua Tagovailoa eviscerated the defense. So that's it. There is no more. We will talk to you again on Sunday.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.